January 26, 2020. Started like any regular day. The vibe didn't feel different. Didn't sense nothing weird in the air. Woke up normal. Worked like normal. But I came across a headline on my phone. Well, a picture of Kobe Bryant on someone's Instagram story. It didn't have any significance. I didn't understand why it was there. It didn't matter. I just thought somebody was posting Kobe Bryant. I then seen a headline from TMZ that said Kobe Bryant, Lakers star, had died in a helicopter accident in California. And my mind couldn't process that statement. It didn't make sense. It didn't seem real. I immediately went to Twitter, CNN, places that I look for news to be there quickly that I could trust. And I seen nothing except TMZ. So my mind and not being able to totally believe what I was reading from TMZ, I called my wife. I said, can you please check the news, check the internet, and tell me if you see anything about Kobe Bryant dying in a helicopter accident? And she, of course, is, you know, shocked, doesn't understand what's happening, but she's checking and she doesn't see anything other than the TMZ thing. And, you know, slowly people start to talk about it on Twitter. Other outlets, news outlets start to report. And so we come to grips with this idea that it has to be true, that what we're reading, you know, is not some hoax. It's not some false report. It's not some case of mistaken identity. It's real. And you have this punched in the gut type feeling, this situation like 9/11 or other tragic deaths where you know where you are the minute it happens. You won't ever forget the situation you were in. And there's so much to process here. There's so much to unfold. There's so much to, you know, peel back on this. And it'll continue to happen as the days go on, the weeks go on, the months go on, the years go on. We'll continue to know more and more about why something like this happened, how we feel about it, how we process it. It is beautiful to see all the people posting videos, writing articles, doing podcasts. While tragic, it's beautiful to see the impact Kobe made, the impact that we all strive to make, but mostly and typically fall short. If I find any comfort in the loss of Kobe Bryant, it's that he made that impact, that he died knowing he was one of the greatest to ever do what he did. There was no question about that. I know Kobe knew that. There was debates constantly, MJ or Kobe, LeBron or Kobe, greatest to ever do it, most championships, how do they matter? Those conversations don't happen without you knowing, that person knowing that those conversations are happening on a daily basis. He knew his importance. He knew he was loved. He knew he mattered. And he knew he made an impact. I find comfort in that. The part that guts me to the second, the part that destroys me every time I think about it, the part that breaks me down and makes me cry, is the thought of his daughter Gigi being in the helicopter with him. As a parent, death for us is not the ultimate fear. The ultimate fear is the loss of our child. To see our child struggle or lose hurts. But to imagine and envision, you know, the moments that they dealt with at the end, and what he must have processed with his baby girl, is unbearable. It's unbearable for me. I didn't know Kobe Bryant. I'm not his friend. He didn't you know, impact my life from a personal experience like for many that we're hearing from. I didn't have that luxury, but it still destroys me every time I think about it. I understand that life is fragile. I understand that it's so easy to come and go. We all must die, but it's hard to picture tragic or understand tragic deaths. I take these moments, you know, I do these podcasts for the listeners, of course, but also for myself, because I use these moments to self-reflect, to remind myself, I love my kids. Anyone who knows me knows that literally every thought of my day is my kids. I do everything for my kids. Any decision I make is about my kids. So I use these moments, like, as someone who loves his kids to death. I have three boys. I don't have any daughters. I know it's a little, you know, maybe a little different to some people, you know, to have raised daughters instead of boys. But I always think, I do think myself to myself, you know, if I die tomorrow, and I think about this all the time, if something tragic does happen to me, if I die in a car accident, you know, whatever, are my kids prepared? Like, did I do my best? Did I love them enough? Did I instill confidence enough? Did I tell them, did I explain how to be a leader as much as I could? Did I show it as an example? Did I put them in a position to take care of themselves? And I, you know, I like to believe that I do. I try every day. I work so hard, to do that. And to imagine, you know, what Kobe went through in those final moments. It wasn't about Kobe. Kobe was okay with Kobe dying. It wasn't even a thought. It was his daughter. I do not even question that. And yes, there were other people on this helicopter. It's horrible. Whole families, mother, father, daughter, mother and daughter, the pilot, the mother who wasn't on there with her husband and kids who now have to deal with this. I think about Kobe's wife. I think about the families who have to carry this burden. And I know, you know, the world has an outpouring of love for them. And I hope that that helps in some small way. But I know it ultimately comes down to them. They have to live the rest of their lives with this, right? And that survivor guilt is real. It's not something that we just make up, that we just talk about. That it has to be almost as bad as the ones who leave us, because you feel guilty that they went and you didn't. And I'm sure, you know, I'm sure Kobe was aware of the dangers of flying in a helicopter. I'm sure it was something him and his wife discussed. And like I said, he made such an impact, and I'm sure he was well aware of the risk he was taking. And I find comfort in that. I find comfort in the outpouring of love for him, and that he was aware of that before he left. When Nipsey died, Nipsey Hussle, I hurt because I didn't know if he knew the way the world loved him, the impact he made. I knew he knew in some way, but I don't know if he knew all the way. With Kobe, I find some comfort in the fact that he knew all the way. But I hurt when I think about his daughter, the impact she doesn't get to make, that she didn't get to finish. And there's no way to make sense of this. All I can try to do is live better because of it. Love harder, work harder, and do everything in my power to try to do better myself. I can't erase what happened. I can't change what happened. I can't turn back. We all thought Kobe Bryant would one day be an old Kobe Bryant, and he'd be entering the Hall of Fame, and he would continue to change lives. And he's still going to change lives. It's still going to matter. He still matters, but just, you know, from a different way. Thank you to everybody who's written beautiful articles, creative videos, sharing their moments and experiences with Kobe. Podcast, Shaq did a great podcast talking about him and how we deal with these kind of moments, because people looked at Shaq as someone who had issues with Kobe, and he breaks it down beautifully on his podcast and how it works and how that whole situation developed. And, you know, most importantly, this moment again is a reminder to him, you know, to love harder. God, it's just so much. And again, like I said, this episode, this 15-minute break is not, you know, it's selfishly for me in a way, because I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop replaying it in my head. You see the horrible video that gets shared. You constantly keep being reminded about it. And I just, as a father, it just rips me up. It just rips me up. And I'm not here for the goofy shit with the people, you know, that want to debate Kobe's, you know, where he ranks. I'm not here for the goofy shit. I'm not here for the people who want to make jokes when there's no joke to be made. I'm not here for that. I'm not here for all that stupid shit. I'm here to celebrate Kobe's life, to celebrate his daughter's life, to celebrate the people's lives who were on that plane, helicopter, excuse me. And, you know, I feel like the most important thing we can do in moments of tragedy like this, an unexpected tragedy, because when it's death, right? Like if someone's older or they're sick for a long time, I'm not saying that death is easier for us to deal with them, but it softens the blow a little bit, because I feel like we kind of feel it coming, right? But in situations like this, it reminds us that life is so delicate that just going to work and coming home is a win. It matters. 20 minutes in the car with your kids matters. I'm so quick. I can't even say we. I'm just saying I'm, because I'm speaking for myself. I'm so quick to hand a tablet or a phone or play music or whatever. And I should be having conversations in those moments more. And I just want to make sure that, you know, if something tragic happens to me, that I did right. I did the best I could. I don't want to fall short. I don't want to I have this mentality where, like, when Nipsey Hussle died, his album is one of the greatest albums ever to me. But before he died, I didn't give it all the opportunity to play it. Like, I literally play it almost every day now. But before, I wasn't, because I thought I had forever. I thought Nipsey had forever. I thought his music had forever. I was wrong. And it's the same thing with Kobe. That's why, you know, you're seeing all the beautiful videos and all this stuff. And don't let people stop you from consuming that. Don't let people stop you from talking about Kobe, saying, well, you weren't talking about him before. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Kobe did what he did, so we would talk about him now. Gary Vee always says that, you know, it doesn't matter what you achieve in life and the money you end up with and all this kind of stuff. What matters is how many people will show up to your funeral. The whole world is going to show up to Kobe's funeral. Whether in person, on TV, online, they're going to watch. They're going to care. He won. He did everything right. And we watched a man go from a kid leaving high school to the NBA. And we've seen mistakes and challenges and him, you know, rise over those. It was a beautiful life. Whether it was cut short, he still achieved so much in that life. And it's just tragic for everybody involved, the families involved, his daughter. It literally tears at me every time. I'm not ashamed to say I cry about it. I'm not ashamed to say it destroys me. I'm not ashamed to say that it can encompass a great deal of my day. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm going to work harder because of it. I'm not ashamed to say that I could always do better. And moments like these, unfortunately, remind us we shouldn't need to be kicked in the butt and be reminded to do these things. But it's how it works sometimes. Life is busy. Life is crazy. But we can't let things get in the way of the fact that we have to make an impact, that we have to love hard, but we have to get over shit. It's on us to be great. It's on us to have that Mamba mentality. It's great seeing the stuff that he did and the way he lived. It's beautiful. And it's horrible to hear about the other people and himself and the daughter. And there's so much there that we didn't get to play out. And we never know in our own life how it's going to play out. So again, I guess it's just important for me to make this episode, not just for you guys, not just for those listening, not just for someone randomly and, you know, whatever town or country that's going to hear this, but for myself as a reminder to do better. It doesn't mean we're bad. It doesn't mean that we're not good enough. We can always go a little harder. We can not be so bothered by the little things. Appreciate more. Not get mad so easily. Not let hate seep in so easily. Just love super hard. Love is so important. Bust our ass. I'm going to close this thing out with a clip from Kobe. He had so many clips I could have pulled from, will continue to use, but I wanted to end it on this note. Thank you to Kobe for everything he accomplished. My heart and everything goes out to his family. Rest in peace to everyone on board, not just Kobe. And I hope that somehow his family has the strength. I know they will. And shout out to all of you guys. Anyone listening right now, just know that you matter. It's so important. Someone told me that in passing one time. I talked about it on the show. They just said, you matter. So randomly. And I just want to, you know, to pass that forward. You matter. Let's all find a little bit of Kobe in us. Let's use that Mamba mentality. I love you guys. I hope this helped in some way. I know it helped me. As always, be kind, be great, keep dodging.
I know what it means as a team, but what about individually for you?
Just got one more than Shaq. so you can take that to the bank. You know how I am. You guys know how I am.
Just when we go out and fans will come up to me and she'll be standing next to me and they'll be like, hey, you gotta have a boy. You and V gotta have a boy, man. You have somebody carry on the tradition, the legacy. She's like, oi, I got this. You know, boy for that, I got you. Like, that's right.
Have a good time. Enjoy life. It's life is too short to get bogged down, to be discouraged, or you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling.
How do you want to be remembered? What matters to you in this whole discussion of what do you want people to think of?
I've always said that I wanted to be remembered as a player that didn't waste a moment, didn't waste a day.
Kobe, Kobe, Kobe.
And I felt extremely blessed by the God-given talent. But at the same time, I didn't take it for granted at all.
As a six-year-old boy, I'm deeply in love with you. I never saw the end of the tunnel. I only saw myself running out of one. And so I ran. I ran up and down every court after every loose ball for you. You asked for my hustle. I gave you my heart.
Thank you.